Hi, everyone. Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry.
I am so honored today because I have the lovely Lydia with me, and she is just a powerhouse in itself, but she is a mindset coach, author, and has so many more exciting things, but you'll have to wait till later to hear about them. But thank you, Lydia, for coming and joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Caroline. So excited to be here. Excited for you to have your own YouTube channel show. It's so nice to see all the different people you feature. So very happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that. And thank you for being here. And Lydia and I met on Clubhouse. I've met some incredible people, but we just really bonded on there. And I would love for people to hear your story of your journey, because it's been so powerful. And that's how we kind of connected originally. But for people to just hear your journey of being an entrepreneur and where you started.
Like, started from the bottom, now we're here. No.
Okay.
No, but not from the bottom, just joking, you know, me and my songs. But no, it really started, you know, me growing up, and there's little Lydia. And then anyway, so skip forward to my adulthood. I had a great career, as you already know, in the corporate world. Just like most of us, you know, you finish your school, you want to get a great job and do well in life, right? So everything was wonderful. And, you know, I've always been positive, happy, motivated, driven. And, you know, I've grown in that corporation well ahead. I've gotten great roles and loved my teams and everyone I worked with. And then one day, as I say, life decides to shake things up for us and to test us. And then that's where I feel we really discover our limitless potential, is during the tough times, because I don't feel that I've grown from any of my times where everything was comfortable and cozy. And during my success, it was mainly through my growing pains and tough times that I've learned my lessons, elevated more personally, professionally, whatever it may be, right? So as I said, I've been in that corporation for 12 years at that time. It was 2018. I'll never forget it. And one day my director pulls me aside. He's like, Lydia, you no longer have a job. We're doing company restructuring. And I'm sitting there and it's like, you're in this la la land. Like, what is going on right now? What? Excuse me. And I actually just got promoted a year before that. And I loved my role. And I was just in shock, right? And then the biggest thing that nobody else didn't know about in my personal life, I was going through a divorce. So in my mind, there was these two worlds of my professional and personal life just shattering into pieces. And I'm like, what is happening right now? So in that moment, I was just in shock and I had to absorb it. However, once I was going through the motion, I recognized that I've just been going, running and burning out. And I had to stop for a minute because I felt so lost. And that was so painful for me to recognize that I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. Because when I start thinking about a different job and whatever resume, I recognize all I knew was that company and all the labels and everything that I was successful was great. But I'm just saying, when you step outside of it for a minute, you start to reflect on truly who you are, which we never pause and say, hey, let me think about who am I?
Right.
It's so busy. There are so many distractions, life tasks, things we have to do, right? Responsibilities. And that really shook me to the core. And I went through this emotional roller coaster. I was sad, mad, angry, felt guilty, broken, everything you can possibly think of. However, I was like, you know what? Let me tap back into my inner child for a moment. What does Lydia love to do? Like, forget everyone else, forget jobs, forget labels, all of that stuff, right? I was like, okay, I love music and dancing. So I took dancing classes. I went traveling by myself. I never traveled by myself before, right? All these things to step out of my comfort zone to kind of recharge myself. And that's when I started discovering myself again. I felt that spark come back. Like, there's me, because there's these times where people label you intimidating, this, that, you're too much, and you start to believe it. And you know, as women, we always want to do more. We want to perfect things. We want, you know, we talked about that. We bonded on that. And you're this high achiever, but we beat ourselves up so much. And it's so unnecessary. We carry this heavy load. And that's what I was doing. I would overthink so much. I would try to seek approval. Like, is this okay? Is that okay? Always asking for that when I know it's okay. It's like, why not just execute, right? So this is the moment when I had that rock bottom moment. I said to myself, Lydia, your biggest regrets are of the things you didn't do. So now, my girl, you're going to get up and do things. And even if you fall along the way, that's okay. But just, we're not going to have those regrets. And that's what I started doing. And then I read the book Relentless. And that's how I met and started working with my coach, Tim Grover and Sherry Wenk, which I admire so much and have so much respect for. And then that was during COVID and stuff. And I kept investing in myself and everything. So it was like 2 years of going through my own motions, discovering myself, and really setting up that self-discipline, nurturing my self-love, and really working on me and not being distracted by the noise, you know, of the outside yes. world. And that's when things started happening. And I had another job. I found another job and all of that. But then COVID hit and it just wasn't working out. And I was like, you know what? I want to start my own business. But it was COVID, right? So that's so risky. But I've done so much work on myself and invested so much. And I feel it's so important for all of us, because we don't have all the answers in the world. And sometimes you just need that aha moment, right? It's not something you don't really know. And you know that as a coach too. It's like, we just guide people. You don't tell them what to do. It's like, how? Think about this and ask those questions to open your mind to possibilities, right? And then I started Limitless with Lydia, just jumped in there. When my fear was taking over, I was like, I'm paralyzed. I'm doing it anyway. So I did it because I knew my mission. I believed in myself. I did that. And then I worked with another mentor, Forbes Riley, and then she offered me a deal to be a co-author in a book. And I'm like, what? Okay. So the book was all about healthy habits, right? So I was like, that, right, that aligns perfectly with my core values. And then I became a best-selling author in 6 months. So I'm telling you, you can do anything you want to. You just have to put your mind into it. And not just mind. I always say mindset in action is everything. Because it's your thoughts combined with action that give you results, right? So that's my journey, to keep it short. I know I've blabbed on a little bit, but it's really, you know, stepping back, taking a moment to pause, because, you know, it's so busy nowadays, especially with digital, social media, everything. Everything's buzzing. But when we take a moment for ourselves to find what we truly love to do, and to tap into ourselves, that's where the power is. And then you take it from there. Nothing is perfect. Learn along the way, you know, make those mistakes, but do it. Don't have those regrets, right? And that's my biggest thing that I've learned, is like, I don't want to have those regrets in life. And we all have our unique gifts and we have something to offer. So go for it. You have nothing to lose. Like, even if you failed and it didn't work out, so what? Now you know what you like, what you don't like, what worked, what didn't work. It's all lessons along the way. So that's really how I feel about it. That's my journey. And today I'm known as the Limitless Mindset Coach. I help high achieving women, you know, conquer burnout, achieve laser focus, and the killer confidence it takes to dominate their space. And I do that through my customized programs. So I love it.
Yes. And we love it, because it's true. I mean, honestly, like, everything I've heard from you, from just connecting with you on Clubhouse, but also off of Clubhouse, and just the type of person you are too, it's the journey you put into action. Like, you practice what you preach. And I think that's really important. I want to highlight mindset in action, because it is really about, like, we can think all these amazing things, but if we're not putting in the action, nothing is going to happen. And I love the journey that you experienced too, of just really working on yourself, because all the outside noise can be so distracting. We have to sometimes feel validation from others, when in reality, it's like, what makes us happy? And sometimes it's like hitting rock bottom, or your life turning upside down, to really look and be like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. I thought my life was going this way, but I might really want it to go the other way. And that's okay. And being able to be an example of that as well, of just really taking the bull by its horns and going for what you want, and being able to really work on yourself from the inside out, develop, get the right mentors, because, you know, I believe too, it's just really, nobody does it alone.
Exactly.
Being able to have that support around you, that's going to elevate you, like you were saying earlier, but also push you and let you see things from a different perspective. You're still building your own, but you're having influence of people that are great minds and have been there before, and it makes it go faster. So if you do fail, you fail faster.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you can try something else.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, with everything that you have experienced in the last 2 years, in particular with coaching, how have you transformed outside of the personal development? What have you noticed just about how you show up every day?
I love it because I've always loved helping others, really, because people always talk to me, they're like, "Oh, I just love your energy." And I was like, "Okay, that's nice, you know." But when I really see someone, and again, I said, it's not telling people what to do. It's more like sharing tools and asking those deep questions so they discover what they want, right? Or their limiting beliefs. But to me, it just, I've learned so much from all of my clients, all of them, and they're all phenomenal individuals. And when I see that blog, I'm like, oh my God, that used to be me. And that's me. I teach myself through coaching, I grow, right? Because every individual has something to offer. So when they share their experience, their story, their, you know, challenges with me, I'm like, oh, wow, you know, I learned through it as I coach. And sometimes I coach myself as well. So that's been the greatest thing. And then when I see them have that aha moment, when they have the breakthrough, that's just fuels me. So, you know, those tough days when you're just like, oh my God, I can't today, I'm exhausted. I'm like, no, you're not. Find that inner drive, go nurture yourself, love whatever you got to do, but you got to keep on going or take a break if you need to. But I just really love that part. Like, I learn from every individual, and you know me, I'm so creative. I'm like a little social butterfly. I love talking to people. I love hearing people's stories. So it's just so amazing. I love it. Yeah,
absolutely. And it's also too, going back to what you were saying in the beginning about burnout, but like taking that pause, taking that break is so vital. And what does that look like when you are nourishing yourself? Like, what do you do to do that?
Me, I personally do a few things. So I talked about the inner child, right? You got to really know what you love, right? So I love music and dancing. So sometimes it's as simple as like, if I'm cooking or something, I just turn on music, I'm dancing around the house. And that just recharges me. Now music type, that's a whole different mood. So whatever mood I'm in, I listen to my different music. And another one is being in the nature. I just love being outside, like anywhere, going for a walk by the water, by myself or with my dog or with my loved ones. It doesn't matter, but I just love being in the nature. And I'm saying like a park, a forest, like somewhere away from the noise, not just like walking in the city, going shopping, you know, because that really, I feel like it's really important to find that alone time for yourself, because that's when you can turn down the noise and really check in with yourself, like with your feelings, with what's going well, with what's not, why am I feeling a certain way? Because, you know, when we get stuck, that's where I feel we really need to step back for a minute, because we get too busy trying to solve the whatever it is that we're not even thinking straight, and we don't think of solutions. We just create more complexity, I feel. Especially as women, I feel like we complicate things in our head sometimes and just like keeps escalating. And then I feel when I take that time to be in the nature, that recharges me, puts me back in like, okay, foundation mode, and let's build from there. So those are the two key things that I do to recharge myself.
Yes. No, I think music and dance, it's just so good for rhythm and your mind, your body, that connection, movement in general. Yeah. And then nature, I mean, I'm a huge advocate, and I've heard that a lot too from others. But it's just like being in that greenery, like being able to see living form of like squirrels running across the road or like the trail or whatever it is, but being able to really ground yourself, because there's something about nature. And I think that's, a lot of people do resonate with that. And I think if you do resonate, comment below. But I think too, that's like a big thing for a lot of people. I know that happened the other day. I was just in a mood and I went outside for a 4 mile walk and I was like, oh my God, I feel amazing now. I'm like, I can take on the world, but I needed that break. And it's just knowing yourself and knowing that. So I kind of want to jump back to where you started with your mindset coaching and limitless mindset coaching as well. But what was that like defining moment of like doing all the personal development? Like what really kickstarted, I'm going to do this for me now?
Me, because I've, in the corporate world, I've led team members. So I've done coaching and leadership just naturally, and I've grown there a lot, and they've given me a lot of great tools. But it was just, I was just tired of having to listen to someone else, to be honest, because in any company, like, you know what, I appreciate everyone, we're all different, we're not the same. And I don't say this is being an entrepreneur is better than having a 9-to-5. I'm not that person at all. You do you, whatever works best. But what I found is, as I did worked on my own personal development, as you said, I was like, I have so many things to offer, and I can customize it to my own way, and things that are proven to work, that I know work through my past experience and through my own experience, right? And I own it, right? I run the show. So if I fall, I fall. Like, there's nobody above my head. There's no politics. There's nothing someone telling me it has to be a certain way when I maybe don't align with that or something, right? Yeah. Whereas in a company, if someone's above you, you can negotiate and do things for sure, but you don't have too much control over it. I mean, I had my teams, I had certain control over it, but the bigger vision and picture is the bigger boss, right? The CEO. So for me, I want to be my own boss. I wanted to have that influence over other women. And it was a lot of self-discovery, discovering how to run a business because I've never had my own business, right? So lots of learning curves, but I'm appreciative and grateful for all of them because they brought me to this moment, right? So.
Absolutely. And you've accomplished so much in the short period of time of having your business.
Yeah.
And which is amazing.
I think I was just laser focused because later do you know Ruben Alvarez?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Ruben was, we met on Instagram too through Sri, and we were talking because when I built Limitless with Lydia, like the name, it was Level Up with Liz, right? And he was helping me with branding. And we were just talking, and he's like, you did so much, because he interviewed me and all this stuff. And I told him, like, he's like, what would you do? I was like, I would do more. And he's like, what? You already did so much. I was like, no. But seriously, because when you're laser focused, when you know your goals and you're specific and you're laser focused, you're not like all over the place. It's so easy to do and to succeed, right? Like, there are challenges, but if you stay on that track, and that's what I really focus with women on, because we get busy and we can multitask and we can really easily get distracted. And that's where the power is, to laser focus and to have that certainty in yourself, the killer confidence, right? So do those two components are lethal. Like, they're like the power combo for your self growth, right? In any way. So that's what I found. I laser focus and I just did. And even after 6 months, I was like, how did I even work? Like, I had to sit down with myself, but I think I was just so fired up and fueled. And I don't know, I just gave it my all. And it was, I know, I reflected later. I was like, huh, I don't know. People ask me, I'm like, I don't know. You just do it and you have to have that inner fuel and you just do and go, keep going. Like, you fall, but you got to keep going. You can't get consumed by your thoughts and self-sabotage, you know, because it happens to all of us, but you got to find what works best for you to keep moving forward.
Because it is true when it comes to self-sabotage, especially in the entrepreneurial space, think of just, can I do this? Am I good enough? All these like thoughts go into your head. And I'm curious, some of those like learning curves, what were some of those? So maybe people can realize too and like learn a little bit faster.
There are so many. So number one, if you're starting off, you need to stop comparing yourself, okay? Because what happens is you're starting a business, and you're a high achiever. So for high achievers, it's really hard when you're not a high achiever, meaning you want to be at the top, but you can't be at the top. You're just learning your way through it, right? So then we start beating ourselves up in the head, like, blah, blah, you know? So number one, the biggest thing that I've noticed and that I can share with others from my experience is do not compare yourself. Compare yourself to learn, okay? But don't compare yourself to self-sabotage. So what most people do is they compare, they look at, so for example, when I started, I was like, oh, this person's doing that. I wish I had this many followers. I wish I had this engagement. What do I do? And then you go crazy and then you start burning out because you're running in too many different directions and you burn out. When you burn out, you're not good for yourself. So your self-love, your nurture is low, so you cannot serve. Right? So that's why it's really important to step back, to know yourself well and know where you're at. You're not on their chapter 10, you're on your chapter one. So it's not fair to compare it. However, what I've learned is if you want to compare, compare to learn. So if you see someone else doing something amazing, so I don't know, like they're doing an amazing post, they're getting engagement, like, what was it? What type of questions did they ask? What was thought provoking? What worked for them? How did they show up? Right. And then you customize it to your own style. So don't copy, because you don't want to be a copycat. You want to be an original, because I always teach you attract with your presence, with who you are. Right. Mm-hmm. There's so many coaches out there. Okay. That's good. But if you see them all as competition and you're just comparing, you're actually not serving yourself, number one. And then you can't serve your clients. Right. So once you tune into yourself and customize it to your own style and you learn instead of beating yourself up, that's where you grow. So that was my biggest lesson, because as a high achiever, it's just hard for me not to be at 10, you know, I was at one. And you got to recognize you're a beginner. You're beginning, it's a process and you got to go through it. Now you can speed up with mentors, business coaches and different things like that to learn the skill sets and tools, But you got to give yourself grace for a minute, because you are going to burn out. You're going to start hating yourself and your business, and then nothing happens, right? So that's the biggest lesson. I feel comparison is and perfection. Like, just stop it. And, you know, we talk about that. Like, nothing is perfect. Yeah. If you're just in your head trying to wait for that perfect moment, there is no perfect moment. You don't know what's going to happen in 5 minutes. So do it now and learn.
Yes. Listen to that. No, it like, honestly, going back to like the perfectionism and comparison, I think when we do compare, it's so different. Like exactly what you said, if we're on chapter one, somebody else is on chapter 10 or 100 or 500.
Not fair.
No, but it's tuning into yourself too and understanding like you do have something unique to offer the world and just being able to stand in that power, not burn out. Because I know, like, I don't know if you can relate to this or anyone else, but when I first started my business, I was working like 16-hour days. I was like, what am I doing? I'm just going back into that cycle of burnout. Instead of actually taking a step back and being like, okay, because you want to get all these things done. You're so excited and passionate about like your business and starting your business. But going back to what you said too, of like taking that break, taking a pause, understanding, okay, this is what I want to do. How can I get better? And being curious versus like comparing too. Like that's what I kept hearing from you. I mean, you didn't say that, but you kind of said of understanding the fact of when we are curious of like, okay, they got this amount of followers or this like amount of engagement. What did they do? Okay, what can I do? Like mimicking that, but like in our own style, in our own way, and seeing what works because not everything works for everybody. And
that's
makes us so great. Everybody's so different. But going back to working with high achieving women in particular, what do you think have you seen with your clients from when they start working with you till the time they end with you? Like what has been maybe a couple of success stories or one, at least one?
No, there's multiple, but I always have a feedback survey, right? So because I really want to build my program to serve the clients, and I've learned a lot and I've evolved in my programs as well because of my clients' feedback. But the biggest one is they really have that clarity. So laser focus is the biggest one for them because again, so many distractions, they feel overwhelmed, everything's just kind of taken over and they're just like, want to blow up, you know, it's just too much to handle. And they're all phenomenal women, right? Like high power, powerhouse women. And I'm like, what? You're struggling, you know, and we all go through it. That's what I say. I'm like, I'm a coach, but we're all human, right? So the biggest thing is the laser focus and the confidence, right? That's why those are my two key assets for me. If you ask me as a coach, what do I do? I'll give you that clarity and laser focus and you'll have that confidence within killer confidence, because the confidence lacking, it's a skill like anything else, right? Confidence. So if you know how to nurture it and use it to your advantage, you're in control. When you give your power away to other people, they're in control and you're no longer confident. You start doubting. And the more you self-sabotage in a way of doubt and being distracted, you just go down, down, down. And now you're in the black hole. Now it's really hard to get out, right? Mm-hmm. But you got to have your moments. You got to learn those tools, as you know, Dr. Caroline, because those are the things that keep you going, right? So it's not all about that toxic positivity. Like, oh, you got to stay happy. Everything's fine. And dismiss your feelings. There are a lot of different things. And again, coaching is not counseling for sure. I know you have your school on that, but you know, there's a fine line, you know, between the two, but a coach helps you see your future and get your goals moving forward. Where, for example, therapists, counselors, psychologists, as you know, they delve into the past, into traumas and diagnosis and things like that, that we don't specialize in. And for me, for example, that was the biggest challenge in the beginning, because a lot of people mixed up the two, you know, so I've learned that in the business as well. So you want to do your research for sure. But for most women, it's really about gaining that clarity so they know what to do, and then they focus and then they execute with confidence. And those are the biggest wins for my clients that I've had.
And that's it, you know?
Simple. Simple, but it's so effective.
Absolutely. Like when it comes to confidence too, it's that mindset, because if you don't have the thoughts behind it, people can jump in, of course, but of course, think it is both things. And it really just, it's a testament to what you've created as your programs, but also for your clients and seeing them have that success, because they have that inner strength as well. Because like what we were talking about earlier too, of just really looking inwards versus looking on the outside of what's going on around us, because everybody is unique and everybody does have that path that they're on. And sometimes it changes because it needs to change.
Yeah. And it's not a one-time success. It's like, how do you do it consistently? Right. Because that's also where the gap is. It's like up, down, I don't know what I'm doing. Well, let's figure it out. Right. So that's been the biggest wins. Yeah.
Yes, I love those wins. And kind of to go back to what you just said with the roller coaster, right? Because it is a roller coaster being an entrepreneur. What has kept you consistent, I guess you could say, of like when things go high or low for you in your business?
So what I've learned, again, I learned that I was being selfish, but not in a good way, right? So I was like, I. So, you know, when we feel, well, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I don't want to. And when I switched that around, and it's not even just growth mindset, it's more like, okay, why am I here? Why do I do what I do? And people often say, what is your why? I agree, but you got to have more behind that, right? So it's not just the mission. You got to recognize that the mission is bigger than you. And that's what I learned. So what I'm doing is not about Lydia. It's bigger than me because I'm serving a community and I want to do more because I want to serve worldwide, not just Canada, States, and right? Like worldwide, that's my mission. It's like a fire spirit, like limitless, right? Mm-hmm. So when I think of that, even right now, like, look at me, I like light up, right? Because I'm just like, oh, there's this like burning fire, desire, happiness, joy, because I'm like so excited about it. But then at the same time, it is overwhelming because like, wow, that's a big mission right there, Lydia, right? Yeah. But it is, but I believe in it. I know I can do it. So that's what keeps me going. So on the tough days where I just am dead, I, you know, I take my breaks. I know what I'm doing. However, to keep going and to be consistent is remembering, like when I get a message or when my clients message me or give me feedback, that fuels me, right? Like that, and that is a selfish, happy, selfish, you know, I'm like, ah, I love it. I help them. Oh, yay. They did. They had this win, this gratitude, whatever. Right. But sometimes, you know, I have my down days and then I get a message, like a DM on Instagram and I'm like, what? That little whatever I did motivate this, and I don't know, I've never met in my life, and they wrote such a nice thoughtful message and took time out of their day to write to me, a stranger, you know, and things like that. I'm like, you know what, and this is what I want to share with everyone, you never know who you're inspiring. So be aware of your words, of your attitude, of how you are with others, because sometimes, you know, people will say nasty things or be toxic, especially on social media, keyboard warriors, whatever you want to call them. But it's like, hurt people, we've heard that. So when they're hurting, they don't know any better. So it's like you fueling it more, fighting, there's no point, right? Mm-hmm. So just know that everyone's going through something and you can only control yourself. You have control over your own attitude and what you do and how you react or don't react. Anything else is outside of your control. Other people, you can't tell them what to do or how they should be, right? Mm-hmm. So just take care of that and that's it.
That's it. No, I mean, honestly, I just like, I'm really receiving what you're saying because I think other people will too, because those tough days when you get those messages, you are making an impact and it is bigger than you. And just recognizing too, like everybody has bad days.
Yeah.
And what you were talking about, toxic positivity, like that is definitely a thing. And I don't think
you can't do that. That's so bad. It's so negative, actually. Toxic. It's so bad for you. No, because you, take all these emotions and you put them somewhere and they're going to explode. So you're going to have a trigger and then it's going to be not good. Right. So it's really important to address it. And again, as you know, if you need specific help, like if you need counselor or something, do that, you know, help yourself, whatever you need, do it for you. It's worth it. Like the best investment is in yourself, whatever it is you need.
And it's remembering you're human. And that's what exactly. I say, like, back to like, of being super positive. It's great to be positive, but it's also recognizing like what you're saying too, not suppressing your feelings, being able to vocalize them, release them, not let them suppress inside and then explode. But I do have one more question. When it comes to your app, I am like, I'm excited. You told me right before, but
I know.
I would love for you to tell everybody about it.
Yeah. So I've been, you know, I do one-on-one coaching, obviously, right? So I've been getting a lot of feedback to do a course or something on killer confidence or a group coaching. And as you know, when you're running a business, you got to stay organized, manage your focus and time and everything. So it's been on my mind and as a goal for a year, and an opportunity came up to build my own app. And I was like, you know what? What's better than having it at the palm of your hands? Like, we're all on apps. Why not? So it's Limitless with Lydia, still the same name on Google or Apple Pay. I just launched it 2 weeks ago. So basically I offer group coaching through the app. So there are different plans, so basic or pro. So in the pro plan, obviously you get one-on-one interaction with me. We do group coachings, and there's other tools and resources within the app. Obviously, it's not just the group coaching, and a community of winning powerhouse women. And I call them my limitless tigresses. You know, the tiger is a big part of my core values, the fears. So limitless tigress, how do we fuel that within? And then what I did within the app as well, but that's limited time offer and limited registration, is a program. So it's a 6-week killer confidence challenge. We're going through it right now. We're in week 2 tonight. So it's so exciting. It's different than any of my other programs. There are a few things that I obviously I teach that are my core values, but it's different. And I built it specifically based on the feedback from the women I've coached. So I'm so excited about it. So if you want to check it out, you can download it, Limitless with Lydia. There's a free plan, there, like basic or pro plan, where you pay, like I said, you get more out of that, group coaching and more resources. So yeah, that's another exciting part of 2022. So I'm really excited. Now I've expanded to group coaching basically through the app. So that's great.
I'm so excited for you. And we'll definitely link that below so people can download it.
For sure. Yeah.
Easily. So we're going to get into the rapid fire questions. I would sit here and talk to you for hours because I have before. I know.
Go for it. I know. And I can talk forever. So let's, yeah, focus.
Well, we love hearing from you. So my first question is, who is your hero?
My mother. You want it just simple?
No, you can go into depth if you would like.
Well, my mom, because she's my rock and everything. And we've gone through so many experiences together. And the woman is strong physically and mentally and has very powerful core values that she taught me. And she's someone I look up to. And that's my superhero woman. Love her so much. Yeah, my mother.
Gotta love moms. Yeah. And she made you. So it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So what motivates you to work hard, work smarter, just be driven?
I mentioned it a little bit earlier, my mission, right? So it's something that's bigger than me, and to stop being selfish, like I, just when I think of people that I'm serving and the change it's creating, and it's fueling me as well. It's a win-win situation. It's just knowing how you can serve with others and change lives and make that positive influence in the world. That's what fuels me basically and keeps me driven and going.
It's a good feel.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So if you were a superhero, what powers or power would you have?
I'd like to fly. Yeah.
Fly?
And then I can get to places faster, and you have that like eagle eye view, you know, just like kind of see everything from a different perspective. Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
That's very true. We get there faster. No, I've heard like a lot of teleport, but like I'm flying too.
Yeah. No, just like flying and just different perspective, right? Because if you look at things from different angles, it's different. So it's just interesting. I could just be at different places. And yeah, I don't know. It just feels so freeing. I don't know, to fly. That's what I picture.
Yeah, I'm sure it would feel nice too, like the wind blowing.
Yeah, now we're visualizing.
I love it. What is the most daring thing you've ever done?
Daring? Well, like starting a business during COVID and being an author in a book, but yeah, that's for sure. But wait, I can't remember what's the thing. Oh my god, not bungee jumping, the one on us. Oh my god, what's it called? You're not jumping, you're on that string and you slide.
Ziplining.
Thank you. Oh my god, so that's daring to me because I was scared of heights before. And and in Whistler, Vancouver, where I lived before, we had this like highest mountain, you go on the peak. So I did that, and then I flipped upside down at the end, and I've shocked myself. So that was daring for me because that was definitely stepping out of my comfort zone. But then the most recent is like, yeah, starting a business on my own that I've never, you know, I've never been an entrepreneur. So that and being in a book in like within 6 months. Yeah, definitely daring.
Incredible daring things.
Yeah,
the ziplining thing, I mean, it seems scary. I'm terrified of heights, so that's actually
the guy almost had to push me, and I was like, no, I want to control it, don't push me, I'm already scared.
Back off.
He's like, you gotta go, because there was a line behind me, and I was like talking to myself, you know, like, you want to do this? Okay, Lydia, you told yourself you're gonna do it.
A mental pep talk.
Oh wow, that was interesting, but definitely daring. And then and then there's a picture of me upside down. Okay, Lydia, you know, so you can do anything. Just
it's all the mindset.
Yeah,
mindset and action.
Yeah, exactly.
Done. quoting you now. So what is the phone app you use the most? I'm going to assume it's one.
Instagram and email, like my email app. Those are the two main ones.
And now your new app, right?
Well, yeah, obviously. But that's just like 2 weeks. So, but overall, those are the main two. And then my Limitless with Lydia, obviously. Got to take over the world.
out there.
Limitless. Yeah, no, but yeah, that one, and I'm still building it. So it's exciting. It's exciting.
I'm very excited for you. This is a huge step.
Thank you. Yeah.
What is the last book that you've read?
Atomic Habits. I forgot the author name, but that one's really good.
Yeah, that I forgot it too. I just read it again for like the second time.
Yeah, so it's good to like refresh your mind too, right? Because we get busy too. I'm like, oh yeah, right.
It's a good one. Makes us that pause we were talking about earlier too, like just really
pausing. Exactly.
One thing at a time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because we want to do everything at once. So if you had to describe yourself as an animal, personality wise, what animal would you be?
We already know the answer. The Limitless Tigress, obviously. But I do want to delve into it because for people who don't know, why a tiger, and a tigress is a special part of my core values. It's the value fierce. Because I read about tigers, every tiger has their own unique stripes. And even if you shave off their fur, it's still on their skin. So they're just like our human fingerprint. So no tiger is the same. And when I was building my business, I was thinking how we all bring unique gifts to this world with my clients and everyone I work with. So I was like, oh my God, what a beautiful representation. And obviously a tiger is a part of me because a tiger can be playful, they can be calm, or they can be fierce. And that's what I teach. So that inner drive and fuel is you. So if you think of a tigress right now, right? So if you need to tap into the calm energy, you know, their poise, like how they're so like confident, that's your calm, right? So I can be that calm. I can be playful. My music, inner child dance, like this goofy Lydia, right? Playful, but then you're fierce. You're going for the kill. Like when you're laser focused on your goals, it's not fierce, like get rid of it, you know, because if you think of a tiger, you know, going for the prey, you're like, oh my God. But it is really when you have that laser focus, you're really like, you're like that tiger. So there's those three components and that really describes me well, but I feel like it describes all of us in a way. It's that like inner fuel, but you got to find which energy to tap into.
I do like the breakdown of it too. And
yeah, I want to explain it because there's a lot of meaning behind everything I do. A lot.
No, of course it's super intentional. And that, I did not know that about tigers, like the stripes and spots like underneath. I had no
idea. I didn't know that. And then because it kept coming to me like a tiger, and I always like wild cats because they're so powerful.
Yeah.
But specifically a tiger, not a lion, you know, not a cheetah, a tiger. And I'm like, let me Google it. And then I was like, oh my God, everything's coming together. This, you know, when you set your intention and visualize, things start coming together, all the pieces of the puzzle make that vision come to life. And that was, I was like, that's it. And then I dive deeper into it. And with my coaching experience and everything, I came with the playful, calm and fierce and how it all plays into and how we can all use it as a tool. So there, I shared a little tidbit that you can all use.
It's received. I'm sure everyone else has learned something very new too.
There you go.
So if your day is just not going so great, what is something that instantly makes it better?
Instantly?
Or close to instant.
Yeah. Well, it's again, I like to step away from it. Like I like to be by myself. I just need to step outside or something. And then that brings me to the present moment, because usually when I'm not feeling, I'm in my head or I'm somewhere in the past or too much in the present or somewhere where I'm not in the now. Right. Mm-hmm. So anything that can bring me now, like I said, music, anything that can shift my mood, or if I'm moving my body or walking with my dog or, you know, my fiance, anything, my mom, like anything that shifts my mind to the present moment where I'm not in my head, any action. So yeah,
that is important. It's important to recognize like what we need in those
moments. Yeah.
And so speaking of what we like to do, what is something maybe like you have the day off, rare occurrence, but if you have a day off, what is your favorite thing to do? What does that look like?
Days on off. Well, I already said that. Well, maybe like a spa day is nice. You know, massage, get my nails done, on top of everything I already said, like being in the nature and dancing and being with friends and loved ones. Like I love going out, you know, hang out with people with great energy, because it's just, it's nice, it's a good vibe to be in, you know. And I'm all about energy, so music, dancing, that's my life. I love it so much, that's always part of it. But something more relaxing, massage or spa day, that's nice to just unwind.
So I have to ask, because I know music and dance are your thing, but what kind of music do you like to listen to?
Oh, everything. Everything. I'm not exaggerating. It depends on my mood. Sometimes it's like Latin music. Sometimes it's like gangster rap. Sometimes it's deep house. Sometimes it's Serbian music. It's like, it's very diverse. Love it. Sometimes it's rock. It's very different. It just depends on my mood. Yeah. So it's very diverse. It's
being in tune with what you need in that moment and what kind of music.
Yeah. I think some people will be shocked if I roll down my window. What? Okay, don't worry about it. You stay in your lane, I'll be in mine.
You're like, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah.
No judgment.
Exactly. Whatever.
So what's something an outsider wouldn't know about your industry when it comes to mindset coaching?
Well, I feel like, and this is what I've seen, a lot of people mix it up with therapy and counseling. That's what anytime I say, I have these problems. And they tell me, it's like, you know, when you go in a setting where you're just meeting new people and they don't know anything about your industry. And I feel a lot of people think you're a psychologist. Because they just think life coach, or you're going to tell me what to do. Or they assume you are the advice giver, the guru of it, like telling them the answers to their life, where it's not that at all. So I think that's the misconception, but that's again, lack of information, right? And nothing to blame or judge. It's more just like sharing the right information, or, you know, just educating people, right? So that's the biggest misunderstanding, or something that people misunderstand or don't know about the industry, like the hidden gem. Like they think it's like you telling them what to do and you're like the know-it-all, and they kind of joke about it. I'm like, no, that's not what I do at all. But it's okay. Don't worry.
You're like, that's nice, but that's not what it is.
That's the biggest two things, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, those are also very important things to know too, because I think people do confuse it a lot, or just not realize it's not telling you what to do. It's that guidance versus like telling you.
That's why, sorry to interrupt you, but that's why I feel too, it's important to have those strategy calls. So, you know, people say, how do I pick the right coach? How do I know? Mm-hmm. You don't know. You have to talk. And most people have like a free connection call or discovery call, strategy, whatever you want to call it. And it's important to connect, because not everyone's for you. Like, I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea. And before, I tried to be everyone's cup of tea, the past, Lydia, when we talk about corporate world, right? But as I got to know myself, I'm like, no, I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but I like that, because that's what makes me unique and who I am. And the people that do like me, that's what attracted them to work with me, my uniqueness, not me being like, oh yeah, I'll be whatever you want, I'll move to whatever you want, you know? So it's really important to do your research, to look at the results, to see, talk to the coach or whoever, a mentor, anything you're going for business. Doesn't have to be like life coaching, right? And just research and talk to people and see who the right fit is.
Exactly. It's like dating.
It is. Yeah, that's a good comparison. Yeah. Analogy. Yeah.
Well, I have one final question for you.
Okay, Caroline, if you must.
I know.
Yeah, I'm joking. Okay.
Where can people find you, connect with you, hire you? Everything will be linked below, but if you could let us know.
Yeah, the best place is my website, limitlesswithlydia.com. Pretty simple. Instagram, TikTok, those are my main handles. LinkedIn, right? Like all the social media. But my website's the best, because it just breaks everything down. But Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, limitlesswithlydia. It's the same name everywhere. So yeah.
Perfect.
That's where you can find me, or download my app for free and check it out.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We'll link every single one of those below. Yeah. And I just want to thank you again, Lydia, for coming on today, sharing your story, sharing your journey, the highs, the lows, and just with killer confidence.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I haven't seen you. I mean, I see you on social media, but we haven't connected in a long time. Yeah. So I'm grateful to be here and that you invited me. So thank you so much, Dr. Caroline.
Course, it was an absolute pleasure. So make sure to like, subscribe, comment below what was the biggest takeaway from Lydia that you got today, and let me know when you download the app as well, because you're definitely going to want to. So with that being said, we will see you on the next video, and thank you for watching.